So Logan Airport has enough room to store all that snow falling at the airport, as Fred told us. But Massport seems to be the exception to the rule when it comes to snow storage. I mean, I live in a condo, and on the row of buildings on my street this morning, I saw people starting to pitch the snow right off the roofs and onto the street because they had nowhere else to put it. So that's one issue that homeowners have to think of, snow on their roofs. There's a lot more in terms of homeowner safety and protecting your homes. And for a quick primer in deep winter weatherization, we're joined on the line now by John Douglas. He's a general contractor who also specializes in snow removal. John Douglas, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you.
So, John, what are the major things that people need to worry about in terms of protecting their home from the 60-plus inches of snow we've seen so far this winter?
Well, the buildup on the roof, on upper decks, roof decks especially, and the buildup of ice on the gutter systems and the downspouts.
So those are those ice dams that people talk about. Why is that a problem?
Well, they're very, very heavy. And they also trap water above them so that the water literally comes down and hits that dam and has nowhere else to go. And a lot of it can go up under the shingles and then infiltrate the house.
So how are you supposed to do you have to just get up on a ladder in the middle of a snowstorm and break apart those ice dams?
Well, that's one way, a long pole, and just knock off as much as you can so that there is some relief to it. As I said, there's the two dangers. There's the one of the water buildup above it, but there's also the danger of the weight of the ice itself.
And what else in terms of the snow that may be leaning against the house? Is that a worry for homeowners?
Somewhat. Not today, but down the road when everything starts to melt, you don't want everything piled up directly against the foundation because a lot of it's going to melt and end up in the basement.
And John, is this something that homeowners themselves should be doing, or do you recommend that they, look for professional help, or is there just not enough contractors to go around to keep up with all the work?
No, I don't think there are enough contractors to go around that are willing to get up on a ladder in the middle of the snow like this. It's kind of risky getting up there and trying to knock off ice. I would say if you have access to a roof, such as a flat roof or a roof deck or anything, an upper deck, definitely get up and shovel that off and try and get it away from the house. As far as anything on a slope roof, I wouldn't recommend anyone without a lot of experience trying that.
John Douglas, general contractor who specializes in snow removal. You're also a plow guy and busy, busy, busy. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome.
Well, stay with us because when we come back, we take a look at a bold new proposal by MIT to remake Kendall Square. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.